As I talked yesterday with some devotees, I noticed that so much, let me say, depth and seniority and most properly realization is in here, that instead of a workshop, we will do something very interesting and maybe very opening. We will request different devotees to talk on the subject, my own journey in relationship to the Holy Name. So I will request you, I will not give you time now to prepare much, because we want to hear your raw realizations, your unedited spirituality, because when we do that, the opening and the sharing, which is very necessary in a retreat, will take place. I also want to say that all of us who find ourselves in this retreat are somehow or other put together by Lord Krishna to hopefully pioneer and create something which will enliven different sections of our movement and different devotees. So I really request you to really be present 100% in your mind, and to help create something wonderful and exciting. You know, all spiritual traditions do have retreats, and how we will create a Vaishnava retreat is absolutely up to how well we apply the instructions of the acharyas into our present situation. Vaishnava retreats at the moment are a blackboard where we find only a few signposts. There is something done by the Vrindavan Institute for Higher Education. There are different individuals who know something about retreats and have made experiences. But these are only some little stars, two or three stars in the sky. We want to see more stars so that we get the whole astronomical picture of Vaishnava retreats in our Hare Krishna movement. Having said this, I would like to present a lecture to all of you, which is called Awakening the Heart. It will be different than what we did in Washington a few days before, and we will require one text from the Bhagavatam. Divyamara, I cannot work the computer, but I can read it. So the verse which we are looking for is in the second canto, and it starts Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna. First canto, yes. Second chapter. Shrinvata Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Ketana. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om.
de vasudeva.
Please don't make a photo of this situation, because I once made something like a bet that in this lifetime I will never touch a computer. And if this now is brought to my opponent, I mean, he's a nice devotee, then he will charge me for many Vaishnav Shastras, or I don't know what he will charge me for. So, Krishna. Please repeat that. It's a well-known verse. I believe many of you will know. Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Ridyantasto Yabhadrani Vidhunoti Suritsatam Shrinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Rityantasto Yabhadrani Vidunoti Suritsatam. Oh, by the way, I need to alert you. Do you all have the Krishnastakam with you? That's the prayer which was within your folder, which you initially received. I'm just, even if we don't have everyone, we can look on our neighbor's sheet, no problem. So I see there is a good number of prayers. That's all right. We will need it during one part of the lecture. It's really all right. So kindly join me. Oh, Divyambar, something by my touch has... please help me. It is not... See, we here. This is not here. On the left side is not here. There must be. Thank you.
You can also press this.
Oh, not too complicated. This I know, yes. Shinvatam. Those who have developed the urge to hear the message of. Svakata. His own words. Krishna. The personality of Godhead. Punya. Virtues. Shravana, hearing. Kirtana, chanting. Rityantasta, within one's heart. He, certainly. Abhadrani, the desire to enjoy metta. Vidunoti, cleanses. Surit, benefactor. Satam, of the truthful. Translation. See Krishna, the personality of Godhead, who is the Paramatma or Super Soul in everyone's heart and the benefactor of the truthful devotee, cleanses desire for material enjoyment from the heart of the devotee who has developed the urge to hear his messages, which are in themselves virtuous when properly heard and chanted. Purport. Messages of the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna are non-different from him. Whenever, therefore, offenseless hearing and glorification of God are undertaken, it is to be understood that Krishna is present there in the form of transcendental sound, which is as powerful as the Lord personally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his Shikshastaka declares clearly that the holy name of the Lord has all the potencies of the Lord, and that he has endowed his innumerable names with the same potency. There is no rigid fixture of time, and anyone can chant the holy name with attention and reverence at his convenience. At his convenience. The holy name is also so portable. Oh, sorry, this is not in the text. I have to not be so enthusiastic. The Lord is so kind to us that he can be present before us personally in the form of transcendental sound. But unfortunately, we have no taste for hearing and glorifying the Lord's name and activities. We have already discussed developing a taste for hearing and chanting the holy sound. It is done through the medium of service to the pure devotee of the Lord. Now Srila Prabhupada will explain something very, very important for this day and especially important for tomorrow. He will talk about the fact that the Lord is actually ready to communicate with the devotees. The Lord is reciprocally respondent to his devotees. When he sees that a devotee is completely sincere in getting admittance to the transcendental service of the Lord and has thus become eager to hear about him, the Lord acts from within the devotee in such a way that the devotee may easily go back to him. The Lord is more anxious to take us back into his kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. One cannot enter into the kingdom of God unless one is perfectly cleared of all sins. The material sins are products of our desires to lord it over material nature. It is very difficult to get rid of such desires. Women and wealth are very difficult problems for the devotee making progress on the path back to Godhead. Many stalwarts in the devotional line fell victim to these allurements and thus retreated from the path of liberation. But when one is helped by the Lord himself, the whole process becomes as easy as anything by the divine grace of the Lord. To become restless in the contact of women and wealth is not an astonishment, because every living being is associated with such things from remote time, practically immemorial, and it takes time to recover from this foreign nature. But if one is engaged in hearing the glories of the Lord, gradually he realizes his real position. by the grace of God, such a devotee gets sufficient strength to defend himself from the state of disturbances, and gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. And gradually all disturbing elements are eliminated from his mind. Yes. Please chant with me. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyade Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadhara Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Let us quickly summarize today's verse. It is a verse of encouragement. It is a verse where the help of the Lord is with full commitment given on the Lord's side. It is said that when the Lord is convinced about our sincerity, by hearing that we like to hear His holy name and like to hear His messages, He becomes pleased enough that He Himself removes the abhadrani, this unfortunate foreign nature which we have adopted from our hearts. It seems that Srila Prabhupada in his purport wishes to really alert his reader about Krishna's reciprocally respondent nature to his devotees. And I really believe that to meditate about the Lord's readiness to really reciprocate with us and come to our aid, come to our help, is the most important aspect in this retreat. Today we will hear testimonies from devotees who will tell us a little bit about their own journey, and maybe we will hear how the Lord helped them in their spiritual life and become therefore engladdened in our heart and strengthened in our heart. Today is the Mercy Day, the day where we concentrate a little bit about a more important aspect of chanting the Holy Name. The day yesterday is a day which for me is the hardest day as a one who gives the facilitator. I'm also constantly my assistant always tells me, "Oh, techniques." He's an untechnical man. My dear devotees, some techniques, some endeavor to avoid offenses, and all these things which all of you know and have heard in many lectures are good and are necessary to show the Lord that we are eager. As Prabhupada says, but anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Sri Krishna helps in all respects. Our desire to go back to Godhead must manifest in things like our endeavor and mostly service to the pure devotee and the readiness to hear. But really, the main factor is mercy. Bhakti Charu Maharaj always tells me something which I want to relate to you. And Prabhupada once gave a lecture where he had said things like, you must be 100% good, fixed, strict, high standard. He was maybe a little dissatisfied with the performance of many of his disciples. And when he stopped the lecture, everyone was, oh. Then Prabhupada stepped from his Vyasasana. It was a Vyasasana which was on a podest and had different steps. And as he was going down, his chatta fell from his shoulders, and he stopped to pick it up. It was half on the Vyasasana, half on the steps to the Vyasasana. Then Prabhupada said, "80% perfect. Lord will make up with the rest." And he picked up his chatta and went one step further down and looked at the devotees who looked like Orissa after the super tornado, you know, what was super cyclone it's called. Devastated. And then Srila Prabhupada said, 75%. But really, when we read Prabhupada more and when we go deep into his revelation of Krishna consciousness, we will find out a sentence in the sixth canto. The mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the active element in the advancement of the devotee. That is how I remember this. Active element is, you know, like in a car, it burns benzene and then transforms the benzene into kinetic energy that the car can move swiftly. This is like an active element, an element which brings the thing into movement. So, spiritual progress, especially also in relationship to the Holy Name, is really something which depends on the mercy. And there is a very, very nice quotation from the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's the second part, third chapter, text 128, which tells us about this. Vichitra lila rasa sagarasya prabho vichitrat spuritat prasadat vichitra sankirtana madurisa natu svayatnat iti sadhu siddhayet. Only by the wonderful mercy of the Lord, who is a nectar ocean of beautiful pastimes, is the charming sweetness of chanting the holy name manifest. Only by the wonderful mercy of the Lord is the charming sweetness of chanting the holy name manifest. It does not appear, the charming sweetness of chanting, by one's own efforts. Devotees who have understood this in their lives have therefore turned to prayer. Prayer by which they please the Lord, by which they call out to the Lord, by which they show the Lord, please come, my Lord. And so Srila Prabhupada said in the quotation which we read yesterday, I'm trying, but I'm failing. Please help. Mm. This is today I wanted to do with you a little prayer session so that you could become alert to this. I recommend you that you develop your own prayers to become successful in your spiritual life. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this in a relationship to the holy name. He said in the seventh canto, one should be very humble and meek to offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as Ayi Mukta Kula Upasyamanam and Nivritta Tashar Upagiyamanat. One should chant such prayers to become free from offenses at the lotus feet of the holy name. This is in the seventh canto of the Bhagavatam, 5:23. So we will now chant this prayer which Prabhupada mentioned first. While I give this lecture in the land of America, I do remember that in my childhood, one American man had very much moved my heart to think about prayer. As all of the people of our generation, I was a music connoisseur and a small boy, only 14 years, very impressionable. I heard one American singer exclaiming, "You cannot propitiate the Lord with prayer." And then I stopped being a fan of this group because I thought, yes, you can propitiate the Lord with prayer. I will not hear this music any longer. It is foolish. So on. So we will go into an enlivening recitation of prayers. Many devotees have started their prayer session or before chanting with the Shikshastakam prayers. Many of you know these prayers. I would like to give you the Krishnastakam prayers, in which this tip of Srila Prabhupada appears. He says one should humbly and meekly offer one's desires and chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, such as Ayi Mukta Kulaya Upasyamanam. That happens to be the third line of the first verse of the Krishnastakam. Please now be so kind to take your Krishnastakam prayers out. We will chant it in a traditional melody. I hope we will be able to satisfy. I know here very learned scholars amongst you, and there's one, Divyambara Mataji, who is known as chanting all the right melodies for the Ashtakas. So this Ashtaka I learned from one expert. Divyambara, this computer continues to now show pictures. Is this all right, or is it, because this is not in the program, really, of the... This is distracting your computer. Niki. I would like to chant this, the first verse first alone, so that you get a feel for the melody. It's a very, very nice melody, but it is very. you will see it. Don't cry when you hear it. It's very moving. And then we will go on one verse where Rupa Goswami directly prays for the mercy of the holy name. Nikila Shruti Moliratna Mala Jyoti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ayi Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Sankshayami. Please. Nikila Shruti Moli Iratnamala Dyoti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ayi Mukta Kule Upasyamanam Paritastvam Harinama Sankshayami Jai Namadeya Muni Brindageya He Janaranjanaya Paramakshara Krite. Please. Jaya Namadeya Muni Vrindageya He Janaranjanaya Paramakshara Krite Tvamannadarat Apimanagudiritam Nikilo kratapa patalim vilumpasi tva mana darabi mana gudiritam Nikilo kratapa patalim vilumpasi yadaba supyutyanka valita Bhavadvanta vibhavo Drisham tadvandanam Abhidishati bhakti pranainim Yadaba subhyutyam kavilalita Bhavadvanta vibhavo Drisham tadvandanam Abhidishati bhakti pranainim Janastasyodatam Jagati Bhagavan Namatarane Kritite Nivaktum Kaya Mahimanam Prabhavati Janastasyodatam Jagati Bhagavan Namatarane Nite Nivaktum Kaya Mahimanam prabhavati Yad brahma sakshat kriti nishtayapi Vina shamayati vina nabogai Yad brahma sakshat kriti nishtayapi Vinashamayati vinana bhogai Apaiti nama spurane natate Paraptakameti viroti veda Apaiti nama spuranena tate parapta kame diviro divera agadamanayashodanandano nandasuno kamalanayana gopichandra Vrindavanendra Agaramanaya Shodanandano Nandasuno Kamalanayana Gopichanda Vrindavanendra Pranata Karuna Krishna Vyad Aneka Svarupe Tvai mama rati uchar vadatam namadeya pranata karuna krishna iti aneka swarupe tvai mama rati uchar vadatam namadeya vacham vachakam Ityudeti bhavato namas svarupa dvayam Puvasmat paramevahanta karunam tatapi janimahe Vacham vachakam ityudeti bhavato namas svarupa dvayam Puvasmat paramevahanta karunam tatrapi janimahe Yastasmin vihita paradha nivaha prani samantad bhavet Asyenedam upasya sopihi Sadanandam buddho majat Yastasmin vihita parada Nivaha prani samantad bhavet Asyenedam upasya sopi Sadanandam buddho majat Suda sudita shrita janati rasaye ramya chidghana sukasvarupine sudita shrita janati rasaye ramya chidghana Sukha Svarupine Nama Gokula Mahotsavayate Krishna Punava Pushe Namo Namaha Nama Gokula Mahotsavayate Krishna Punava Pushe Namo Nama Narada Vinaj Jivana Sudorminiya Samaduripura Narada Vinaj Jivana Sudominiya samaduripura Tvam Krishna nama kamam Spura mirasa nirasena sada Tvam Krishna nama gimukam Spura mira sanira senasada Krishna Sri Hari Rama Prabhu ki jai. So one should very humbly and meekly chant prayers composed in glorification of the holy name, and also offer one's desire. And so, Srila Prabhupada has given us this from Srila Rupa Goswami's Namashtakam, this prayer. In this Namashtakam, there's one prayer I would like to spend some time with you. It's the fifth prayer, where Rupa Goswami directly turns to Krishna, asking him for taste, for attachment. In the translation which I have before me, it says, O killer of the demon Aga, O son of Yashoda, O son of Nanda, O lotus-eyed one, O moon of the gopis, O lord of Vrindavan, O merciful to the submissive, O Krishna, you have mercifully manifested in various forms. May my attachment for you be greatly increased. Here, we hear this desire. Oh, may my attachment for you be greatly increased. How wonderful. Let us go through the names of Lord Krishna, which Rupa Goswami here mentions, to understand the deep import. There's Agadhamana. Who knows who was the Agasura demon? Everyone. Yes. He is in charge of sin. Huh? He's Mr. Sin. The devotee turns with this name to Krishna. You have killed this sin. In a Christian dialogue, I heard you had this concept of original sin. If you and how we discuss this from the Vaishnav perspective, Ravindra Swarup Prabhu told me about this, that we Vaishnavas don't mean believe in eternal condemnation for our original sin. We believe that by Lord Chaitanya's mercy everything is possible. But the Madhvacharyas, they interpret the verse from the 16th chapter that Krishna says, I throw them repeatedly into demoniac life forms as eternal hell. So they have something like this. Oh, thank you, you are saving us by letting our friend Oxygen come in. Should we maybe even request our kind savior to open it a little bit more? Or
open one on the other side so there's a cross.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So, there is, in Vaishnav understanding, there is a great mistake when we turned away from Lord Krishna and showed him his back, our back, Krishna Bahir Mukha, and so on. And this is something like, when you think very deeply about it, something very distressing. It is a bad thing. We did a bad thing. We should be humble to acknowledge this. So here the devotee prays, you are the killer of sin personified. So you kindly, Krishna, save me and bring me back to life. We know in that Leela how Krishna's friends had left him actually momentarily to enter into the mouth of that demon, and they were hopeless actually in that mouth. Then Krishna, they were in the stomach, and I think we have heard that they lost their life. This was a problem which really moved our Krishna to wonder how this had happened, because he thought, this is the Lila Shakti of me who has independently arranged this. I certainly didn't want this. And so on and so forth. He was surprised by the workings of his own energy that such a thing could ever happen. I think the Lord is not surprised that I have fallen into the world. But it's a bad thing. We are also swallowed here. But then Krishna came and he saved his friends. How did he do this? He entered the demon's mouth and he killed him. And then he so kindly revived his cowherd boyfriends by his beautiful glance from his eyes. So a sadhaka also feels, if he is humble, I have been killed, my spiritual life has been killed by the demon of Agasura, and now I need to be revived by the merciful glance of Krishna. So this is the first name which Rupa Goswami mentions in this prayer. If we now go through all the names which he mentions, we will have a prolonged lecture. I only want to say the names have all a deep import for our life. They are not just some unrelated names. They are very related. And the one name which I would like to just tell you is Pranata Karuna. Krishna is merciful to the submissive. Oh, the one who is merciful to the submissive. Krishna promises in the Bhagavad Gita instant release from all fears for those who surrender unto him. And he says us that he will take care of the surrendered soul in all respects. This is Pranata Karuna. If Krishna sees you are well equipped with submission, then Krishna saves you from all fear. And so on. So these are very nice names which are in here. I'm tempted to go through every name, but here is one last line. Tvayi mama ratiya uchair varatam namadeya. May my attachment for you be greatly increased. You have so mercifully manifested yourself. Now please manifest in my life by giving me ruchi, by increasing my attachment to you greatly, not just insignificantly, but greatly. This is very nice if a devotee chants this regularly, such prayers. Then he propitions, what is the word? Propitions? Petitions. Yes. He petitions the Lord with his prayer, and the Lord will immediately come to his help out of his mercy. Please, my dear devotees, do not underestimate this fact, and learn appropriate prayers. This is one thing. Then, I want to conclude this session and then ask for some comments and questions by making you aware of another very, very powerful prayer. It comes from the Sanat Kumar Samhita and is quoted by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It says that this prayer, and in combination with another prayer, is immediately bringing you the mercy of Lord Krishna. I have chanted these prayers for 1 year, and my own testimony is that many, many things in my life did happen and change drastically. The prayer is the Patya Panchaka and the Vigyapti Panchaka. If you wish, you could give Purusha Shukta Prabhu or Divyambara, your email contact, and then I will mail you through my secretary these two powerful prayers, which will accelerate your devotional life very quickly and very fastly. Is this possible?
We have
everyone. So I will make it. I will actually alert my secretary to this, and then you will have this very, very soon. You will recognize some of these prayers because you have heard them here and there in your devotional life. I am yours, O Lord of Srimati Radharani, as are my actions, mind and words. O Srimati Radharani, lover of Sri Krishna, I belong to you alone. You both are my only destination. Another very famous prayer from these two is where the devotee tells his dilemma to the Lord. My Lord, my mind is so much attracted to the opposite sex, it just goes naturally for me. Please help me that my mind is naturally attracted also to you. He said, just as the minds of young ladies take pleasure in young men. You can see this in the Gurukul. The Gurukulis. It's very, very, very quickly. Just as the minds of young ladies take pleasure in a young man, and the minds of young men take pleasure in a young woman, kindly let my mind take pleasure in you alone. And then there's something which I heard from Jayadvaita Maharaj. If you want to reform, he said, recognition, regret, and reformation. That's the three steps. Here is that was a recognition, and now is a regret prayer. A reformation prayer. Just as the ground is the only shelter for those whose feet have slipped. You know, when you slip, then you don't find shelter in the sky. You find shelter in the earth. Just as the ground is the only shelter for those whose feet have slipped, you alone are the only shelter for those who have offended you. Isn't that a wonderful example? No? We have sinned against Krishna. We have left him. We have become Bahyamukha, outwardly turning in our life. But still our only shelter is Lord Krishna. Then there are prayers to be excused from one's offenses. And many, many prayers are like this. Really, if I would go through all of them, I would actually have to write them down for you to give them, and maybe I should do this. Actually, I will write something only for a collection of prayers on certain things, and then you can either take on this collection in your own prayer practice, or you could become inspired by just reading it and make your own collection, whatever works. Hare Krishna. For the end, I would like to give you a three-step process, because we are very systematically trained to enter into an enlivened chanting of the holy name. It has to do very much with prayer. The first step is something which we tried to do yesterday, to remember that the name is identical with Krishna. That is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's thing. You meditate, oh, now Krishna, I am turning to you. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha I, and then the last line, Binatvang Namanamino. This is, you consciously step into the presence of the Lord. This afternoon I have been requested to bring you into a deep meditational state. I was reluctant to do it, but the facilitator said I should do this, that you are all wanting to have an experience. And in that we will responsibly lead you towards meeting Krishna in the way we do in Prabhupada's movement. So that is the first thing when you want to follow this little advice of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. The Naam Prabhu is identical with Krishna. The next step is that you explain the meaning of the name to your mind. You can meditate. Please engage me in your service. Please accept me. There is there in Hari Bhakti Vilas, there are other meditations. If you are interested in them, they will be found in this book, The Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. So while you chant, you have that mood, please engage me in your service. Sometimes devotees said, but how can I chant? But didn't Prabhupada say we should just concentrate on the sound? And at the same time, how can I concentrate on the sound just here and then also meditate about the meaning of the name? It's do you all are sometimes moody and continue your activity? For instance, I'm today in a prayerful mood. I'm very concerned now to open the retreat so that all of you will be very satisfied and will be activated to participate and bring your jewels into the assembly of devotees. My mood is a little worried. Will this work? I do not know these devotees so well. They are all older devotees who are very advanced, most of them much more than me. So I have this mood, a mood mixed with intense desire, a prayerful mood maybe, some anxiety is there. What if they don't like the retreat? They will never again invite you to America, so on. But still, although this mood is there, I do my service and deliver a lecture, and I will do my regular program after the lecture. I will eat and so on. So the mood in devotional service does not mean that I can't concentrate on what I do. In fact, the mood will help me to concentrate in an enriched way on what I do. I will today be much more careful than yesterday because I have a little, in Yugoslavian language they say, a little tremor. I think you can understand what that means. I have a little tremor. Actually it's good to be a little bit in the mood of someone who needs help. You have to judge by the sound what it means. It's good to be a little bit in a humble state of mind. And while you are, you can do your service. So this mood, to have the prayerful mood, meditating about the meaning of the name, does not take your concentration from the name. It will enhance your concentration on the name, so that you actually are there with your heart and with your mood. Then the next and the last point is, while you do these two things, while you do the last thing, you recollect the meaning, and you also think about Krishna, whose name you chant. That is point one, practice one, where you become aware that you are chanting Krishna's name. You should then make your chanting into a prayer. Prabhupada used to say, we have no other prayer. This is our prayer. And pray to Krishna, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, with heart-rendering lamentation. May I here turn to His Holiness Satsvarup Maharaj. What means heart-rendering lamentation? Could you help us to understand this term? Heart-render, it means to tear the heart apart? Heart-rendering or... I have written down, but I'm not so good in English. Heart-rendering, I have written. Is this the English here? Rending, it must be. I have to correct this. Such a lamentation. Anxious, eager. Very loud cries in the wilderness. Yes. This, what Maharaj says, is found in Sanatana Goswami's literature. The devotee should engage in chanting the name like the Chakora bird. Do you know the Chakora bird is, he will not drink the water from the earth. Then, in a rainless cloud, rainless day, he will fly in the sky and he will chant a sound which is called Priya, Priya. Priya means my dear. He means the Siam color, the black monsoon cloud. So the devotee should also, he's thirsty like that poor Chakora bird. Apparently, I have not studied the biology of this, the fauna, of what they are. But apparently, they don't drink water from the earth. There was once this Chakora bird, who, you know, it was summer, and he was taking shelter under a tree, totally dehydrated, and this poor Chakora bird was there in the shelter of the tree, just looking to the sky, calling Priya, Priya. And then the story goes then he thought, oh, I'm making a compromise. I'm taking shelter at someone who takes water from the earth. This tree sucks the earth water. This is too much. And he left the tree and went into the cloudless sky, again chanting, Priya, Priya. Then he was really thirsty after a long absence of water in his stomach. So then he finally had to land on another tree where he was shot under his right wing by the arrow of a hunter. Then he fell into... This tree was at the bank of Mother Ganga. Now this Chakora bird was not 100% Vaishnav. So he fell into the water of the Ganga. And then he thought... And he died in the water of the Ganga. Do you know what is most important when you die for you? Spiritual counsel, but physically? Water. No, what is most important for you? You want water. You want to drink and drink. That's the only thing you can do. So this poor bird was falling in the river. And then he started to drink the water. He started to drown. But then he closed his beak and said, I'm making a compromise. And also the water of Mother Ganga only gives liberation. I want Krishna. If he would have been a Chaitanya Vaishnav, he would thought, no, Ganga gives also pure love of Godhead. It's all right to drink the water. But this, the story says, wants to say, the devotee doesn't take care of karma, earthly activities, and also not the flow of jnana or intellectual speculation. He only goes to his beloved Lord Krishna. So this is how Sanatana Goswami says a Vaishnav must call out while taking the name. Priya, Priya, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare, like this he must. Hare Krishna. This is the instructions from Brihad Bhagavatamrita. It comes in the, you will find this beautiful verse in the third chapter of the second part, which is entitled Bhajan, the process of Bhajan. But this illustration, this story, I picked up from some reading in Indian poetry. It was a story taken from there. I want to stop here. I want to request you, although this is very, very difficult what I request you, please open your heart to Krishna and in his most merciful form, the holy name. Traditionally, this is done by pronouncing prayers. Prayers to Krishna, which will open the heart. These prayers, my dear devotees, are spoken by these elevated personalities, and they have this potency and power to open our hearts. For instance, the Gopinath prayers are very suitable, and so on. When you take your mind and ascend the horse of the prayers of these great acharyas, you will swiftly reach your goal, that is Krishna consciousness. You will be conscious of Krishna by riding on this horse. I learned this when I walked with a group of 30 Namhattas through the Himalayas. In the Himalayas, there is, when you walk, you have to avoid the afternoon storms. Walking can become very dangerous because these storms can just blow you from the path. And I had delayed. The group had already most probably reached the goal. I didn't know, but I was still there. I had been in a forest and I had sung there and with my singing book. And I was delayed and I knew, 4 o'clock is swiftly approaching. So I continued to walk. Then all of a sudden I saw a man riding on his horse and overtaking me. It was one resident and he really gave the horse the whip and was really fast, because he knew he had to also come before the afternoon storms to his house. Then I thought, well, how will I get to Johnson, the town which is my next destination? The group is already somewhere. Well, I should now go not by my own power. I need the power of the horse. So I called for the man, please, and made gestures to come, and urgency gestures, SOS gestures. Then he turned his horse around and with a very unwilling face made this gesture, what's up? And I made the gesture, let me climb on your horse back and ride with you. And then I motioned that I was an experienced horse rider when I was before Krishna consciousness. I had my own horse called Max, and short for Maximilian. So I said, no problem. I think I will be able to manage the jerking and all. But he said, he said, it's a small horse. Torah, he said, a small horse. So, but it was very clear to me, by my own strength, I wouldn't get there. What I decided is I went back to the destination where I was and caught up with the group a day later, because I knew these storms are very, very heavy. So, my dear devotees, by our own strength, it is very difficult to enliven our sleeping heart. But by the power of prayer, it is very, very possible. Please concern yourself with prayer. There's also a very nice book on prayer in the Vaishnava, his context, which made me very conscious of this. It's called Vandanam. It's by my author Satsvarup Maharaj. Vandanam is available from the Gita Press, I think. And there's some very good quotations are there. It's very nicely explained. Also individual and personal prayer. And then Shastra prayer. Everything is covered very nicely. You please read and educate yourself in this matter. Very good. So I've reached the end. Thank you so much for hearing me. I don't deserve your attention. I'm very nervous, and by Krishna's mercy, in the morning worship, you will all speak. I will be very silent. I will hear you and learn from you. In a moment, I will explain what we will do so that you can mentally prepare. Especially our senior devotees, Prabhupada disciples, we want to hear very much from them. And I will explain it in a moment. Now I just want to know, first, what is the... We have 15 minutes. Are there questions which you would like to ask, or even better, comments which you would like to say at this stage? Here's one question, Rukmini.
Could you just, the 3 points that you just made.
Yes. Go again through them. Yes. The first, I want to do it really nice. It's an art of prayer, really. Huh? Remember continuously the spiritual characteristics of the name. That is, the name is identical with Krishna. Yes? That's the first step. Abhinatvang nama namino. When you sit down, just don't thoughtlessly start to say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Oh, Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Again, too late. Again, too risen too late. No, just sit down. Be there. And then know. Now I will associate with Krishna. This is my important time with God now. Remember continuously the spiritual characteristics of the name. That the name Nama Prabhu is identical with Krishna. Second, okay, explain the meaning of the name to your mind. Prabhupada gave us one meaning, please engage me in your service. This meaning is taken from the Hari Bhakti Vilas. It is there. It is a traditional meaning. If you wish to know the other points from this verse, from the Hari Bhakti Vilas, that is available. You can do it. It's available in the Nectarian Ocean of the Holy Name. Now comes a little advertisement. We will have books of this available for your purchasing power. Hare Krishna. This is forbidden. And the third point is, you should you do the first two things. You think about the meaning and the form of Krishna, and then you pray to Krishna with heart-rending lamentation. I had to correct this. Heart-rending lamentation. One very good prayer in this heart-rending lamentation is from the Shikshastakam. Ayi nanna tanuya kinkaram Patitam mam vishame bhavam budo. Kripaya tava pada pankaja. Stitaduli sadrisham vichintaya. I'm your eternal servant, but I have fallen into this dangerous ocean of birth and death. Please save me. This is the heart-rending lamentation. Save me, save me. Save me. Hare Krishna. Yes, Rukmini? At this stage, it seems the Vaishnav audience is... Any other question, comment at this stage? Otherwise, I would just like to explain the day, today. Could you give me... It's all right, it's good if there is... it was a simple presentation. Yes. My dear devotees, it is not by chance that we have come together in this constellation of devotees for this retreat. I talked with many, and many and some of you have consistently said that they expected more devotees and different devotees to come. I also heard it was only for leaders, and then I see Advaita Chandra, who is my leader in spiritual affairs. But welcome. But please know, everything moves under Krishna's control. I think it is good that we are in this group for the following reason. We need to create a retreat. Here we can't do what we do in the Govardhan retreat. Here we also can't do what we do at the Japa retreats in Europe. We have to take into account the specific group which we want to address. And we need to create something, and it does take some time. We have to play it by the ear. We have to give it our best. We have to make something which will hopefully be one of many things to make ISKCON more alive with spiritual care and spiritual shelter. And for this, it is absolutely necessary that we try certain things and see what works, see also what does not work, and most important, understand we are one group here, and we have to come up with something so that the next retreat will take place, and then Krishna will send different devotees. So from today onwards, I want to tap into the collective intelligence of the devotees here, and I want to request you to participate. I will wait for Roma Pat Maharaj, because he is an important player in this. It's now very important that you please all listen. We will meet again at 11 o'clock, and we will open the session with certain devotees, and I will request them to speak on the subject, my journey in relationship to the Holy Name. I think when we hear from devotees, we will learn so much from their experience, and we will become enlivened in our hearts, and we will take tips from them. In the afternoon, if you wish, We could make a group meditation. What is it, this group meditation? I will take some traditional and techniques to relax you, and then I will bring you into a sacred space. It is a guided meditation, in other words, but only up to a certain point. Then you will be given a certain task, and usual devotees have been in this and told me it changed their lives. If you wish to do it here, I'm willing to do it also, but it does not always work for everyone. Please don't come with the highest expectations. It is, some have said I fell asleep, and so on. It's natural in these things. Tomorrow, we thought to do the 64 rounds day, and in the evening we wanted to request His Holiness Romapad Swami to lead us in reading with kirtan, if something according to your own inspiration. Then Tuesday morning we will hear a lecture by His Holiness Romapad Maharaj, and then during Tuesday we will have different forums of sharing. And so on. And Wednesday morning we have requested His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj to open with the lecture. And then there will be a morning session also with sharing, where the group intelligence will move into this. And then a little ceremony, if you so called a Sankalpa ceremony, which will, so that you can take something, some memories, some intentions, something from this retreat. This is how we thought yesterday. I think what we should do is we should go to, at 11 o'clock into this exciting session. And we should then, see what how we feel as a group. While all this is going on, I request you to also to not lose the focus, but to increase the focus for chanting the holy name, so that tomorrow you will be nicely equipped. There will be tomorrow a lecture on 64 rounds, which you will most probably not be able to forget, not because of me, I have nothing to do with that lecture, but because of the quotations which you will hear in that lecture. It will be a little amazing. And please, I want to say, I only want to serve you. If I do mistakes, and I'm sure I do many mistakes, please know I'm trying my best, but I'm very imperfect, That is very clear to me. So thank you very, very much. And now please take your prasadam and be here at 11 o'clock. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Adi Adi Bo. Maybe Anuta Mahaprabhu. Romapad Maharaj, actually, Anuta Mahaprabhu, we could go to Maharaj and